Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah.
Anointed truth
in the building. Probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. Yeah. Instead of laughing, he like it's a joke. Low key, jumping fly, why you shaming folks? I'm gonna take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you're still a man. You're telling me like for real, like you've seen a plan. Sometimes I think you the one high, you need to land. Like the man that builds his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started slow, no, no, only truth. Man, I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's play. Sticking to the plan, I won't deviate. I just want to be successful. I'm on my tray. Beware of the Pharisees, and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gon' get it. The hate community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Stay on that battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas, cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifted. The whole plan going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on a hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in fatigue mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers, that's what they call me. No devil's right, I'm original, that's how I'm right. Beware of the Pharisees,
praise the Lord on this morning. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in this morning to the Anointed Truth of Christ morning show. I am your host. Hallelujah. We are your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and this is First Lady Aisha Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is truly a blessing to be on the line on this morning. We thank God for everybody that's out there on Facebook Live, everybody that's on their way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together on this morning and congregate on, in your name on this morning, Lord. We just ask that your spirit take hold of the service on this morning, that you lead us and guide us on this morning. We bind and rebuke and cast away any work of the enemy on this morning, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you open up our hearts. open up our eyes, open up our minds so that we can clearly receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, hallelujah, and we appreciate you on this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On this morning, for those of you that joined us a couple mornings ago, hallelujah. Amen. We were, amen, discussing the book of Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Amen. We started at chapter 4 and we went all the way we started at chapter 1, verse 4. We went all the way, amen, to verse 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, just to recap before we go any further, hallelujah, we established, amen, that, hallelujah, Jeremiah, amen, for those of you that don't know, Jeremiah was a young man at the time. He was between the ages of 17, hallelujah, and 19, and God came to him and told him that he had been chosen, hallelujah, to be a prophet, but not that he had been chosen, hallelujah, that this was his very purpose, that this is what he was created, hallelujah, to be. Praise God, that he molded and shaped him in his mother's belly. Praise God, that God did this, that he shaped him in the womb. Praise God, hallelujah. We established a lot of things there that God don't make mistakes. Hallelujah, we established, amen, people tell you can identify with being a woman, but if God made you a male, hallelujah, praise God, God made you with intention. Hallelujah, he's intentional. Praise God, hallelujah. So he made you what you are with a purpose, hallelujah. We established, amen, that God, he didn't accept any excuses that we make about any deficiencies we may have. Praise God, hallelujah, because Jeremiah spoke about, I'm too young. I'm just a child. Hallelujah. And God said, don't say these things. First of all, we don't speak negative things into existence. Praise God, hallelujah. We don't bring negative things life. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I'm going to give you a power. Hallelujah, I'm going to give you a word to speak, and I'm going to give you the power behind that word to speak it, praise God, and do not be afraid to do so, hallelujah, amen, and don't be afraid of the people that I'm sending you to do so, praise God, hallelujah. He said, don't be afraid of their faces, hallelujah, and the Bible says that the Bible says that God, the hand of God, hallelujah, touched Jeremiah's mouth and put the words, hallelujah, into his mouth. Praise God, hallelujah. That was telling us that we need to trust God, hallelujah. When we prophesy, when we speak, hallelujah, the word of God, when we teach, we need to trust that God has put the words in our mouth, and we're leaning not to our own understanding. Praise God, that God is leading us as we bring forth his word, hallelujah, and his revelation, amen. And he also let us know that he has the position he has placed us, hallelujah, the position that he placed Jeremiah. He said, I have this day set thee over, hallelujah, the nations. Praise God, hallelujah. Meaning, amen, I'm giving you authority, amen, to give them my word. Hallelujah, amen. It's not the authority to get cocky and say, look, I'm here to run and take over things, praise God. No, I'm giving you the authority to speak the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. And the word of God, we learned, hallelujah, amen, in verse 10, amen, that the word of God is going to root out, hallelujah, pull down, destroy and throw down. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the process, amen, the beginning process. You have to tear down, you got to root up, hallelujah, amen. You got to pull down your old ideologies, your old way of thinking, your old way of doing things, hallelujah, the old places you used to go, like the song say, things I used to do, I don't do no more, places I used to go, I don't go no more, hallelujah, because that's been tore down, Hallelujah, has been rooted out. Amen. Praise God. The way I used to believe, the things I used to lean on, used to lean on my job, that's been rooted out. I used to lean on politics, that's been rooted out. Hallelujah. I used to lean on religion. Hallelujah, that's been rooted out. But now I lean, hallelujah, on God. And hallelujah, and that's what the last two steps are, and that's to build and to plant. Praise God. Hallelujah. And obviously, after you build and plant, hallelujah, things grow. Then things flourish. It's a hallelujah, a new beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be starting at verse 11. Hallelujah, this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is Jeremiah speaking once again. He said, moreover, hallelujah, praise God, moreover, now, I want you to understand, this is Jeremiah writing the text, so I want you to get the gist of how he was feeling in this moment. Praise God. He's saying, moreover, in today's term, it's not, it'd be like, and that ain't all. And on top of all that, praise God, out of everything, hallelujah, that the Lord just shared with me, out of everything, hallelujah, amen, that the revelation I just got out after all of that, hallelujah, I got more. The Lord had more, hallelujah, on top of that, hallelujah, that wasn't it, hallelujah, it wasn't over, praise God, hallelujah, and it said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Hallelujah, and I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Hallelujah, I will hasten my word. Hasten, amen, means to speed up. Hallelujah, praise God, it's going to happen quickly. Hallelujah, praise God. So what I'm about to tell you, hallelujah, amen, it's going to happen fast. It's not one of these revelations I'm going to give you that's going to take time. Hallelujah. It's not a revelation I'm going to give you, hallelujah, that years are going to pass and generations is going to pass. It ain't like when I said I'm going to free the Hebrew children, and then 300 years later, here comes, hallelujah, Moses. Praise God. This is one of those immediate revelations that's about to go forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it said, I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seeding pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 14 is when God begins to reveal why am I looking at a seeding pot? Why am I looking at a rod of an almond tree? Have you ever had a dream and you wonder, why am I looking? Why did God show me a tree? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why did God show me a seeding pot? Hallelujah. A seeding pot. Hallelujah. Amen. Facing towards the north. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And when he asked him what he saw, the Lord gave him the revelation of what it meant. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, amen, hallelujah, out of the north an evil shall come upon the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all of the families of the kingdom of the north, says the Lord, and they shall come. And they shall set upon everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all of the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judea. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burnt incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Praise God. What is God saying? God saying, I am about to issue discipline upon, Hallelujah, the people of Israel, the children of Israel. Hallelujah, amen. He says your enemies, the families of the kingdoms of the north, are going to surround all of the gates, hallelujah, amen, of Jerusalem and all of the cities of Judea. These are the two holy cities. There was one. So they started arguing and split, much like the church has today. Praise God, hallelujah. But he says, of all the inhabitants, in verse 14, all, hallelujah, the inhabitants, praise God. And then he gives us a reason why. In verse 16, he says, hallelujah, you have burnt incense unto other gods and have worshipped the works of their own hands. Praise God, hallelujah. You can say so. Hallelujah. They have worked of the works of their own hands. Praise God. We talk about this a lot. When you say you self-made, hallelujah, you believe that everything you've got, you've earned it. You've earned your own salvation. Hallelujah. It's very controversial when I say you ain't really earned your paycheck. Hallelujah. You feel like you earned it because you did the work. Hallelujah. But if it had not been for Jesus, hallelujah, amen. He says we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That means that everything belongs to him, and everything that we have, we just ridden it. We just borrowing it. Hallelujah, amen. We borrowing the place we stay, the clothes we wear. Hallelujah, amen. The people we go to bed with at night. Praise God, amen. None of this belongs to us. He says we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. It's not of our own works that we have obtained anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And understand what he's referring to at this time. This is when Jerusalem, much like it is now, was wrapped up in religion. You know, the processes, the doing the feasts, the works, yeah, the doing the feasts. Hallelujah, doing the praying three times a day, doing the fasting, hallelujah, taking the lamb and sacrificing the lamb, doing all of these works, praise God, hallelujah. And they think because of the things that they have done, these things that they are doing with their hands, hallelujah, amen, that is what is sanctifying them, that is what is saving them, hallelujah, that is what's redeeming them. Hallelujah, praise God. When the truth is, that's not redeeming them. That's not what's saving them. Hallelujah, amen. It's the grace of God that was saving them. This was long before the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross. Hallelujah, amen. But still, the grace of God was what was saving them. They thinking it's the works. They thinking it's the sacrificing of the lamb. You thinking it's the going to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. You thinking it's the paying your 10%, your tithes, and putting your little change in the offering plate. Hallelujah. You thinking it's the going to being in the choir stand and all these works you're doing, and some of you are fasting right now. Hallelujah. Some of you getting ready to go into your fourth time of prayer, and you thinking all of this is what is sanctifying you. All of this is what is saving you. Hallelujah. When we pointed out the other day, he sanctified you before you were born. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you were born sanctified. That's kind of hard for some of us to accept. That's kind of hard for some of us to swallow. But the Bible says he sanctified us before he formed us in our mother's belly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he says, hallelujah, because of the work, because of the way we believe, because we have began to worship other gods. Hallelujah, praise God. How do we worship other gods? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Some of us say, I don't worship other gods. I don't worship Buddha. I'm a Christian. Hallelujah, amen. I go to some Baptist Episcopal. I'm a Christian. I follow Christ. Hallelujah. How do I worship other gods? By practicing the practices, hallelujah, of other gods. Hallelujah. Praise God. If I run them down, it's quite, for example, abortion. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is a practice. That is a practice of Moloch. Hallelujah. But Moloch believed that if you took your child and passed him through the fire, hallelujah, amen, which means you took your baby and you burned them. That's what they do. Hallelujah, amen. When you have an abortion, they take the fetus and they burn it. Hallelujah, praise God. So when you pass your fetus through the fire, hallelujah, amen, you're supposed to be blessed. hallelujah, with an abundance of children. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's usually what happens. You usually see somebody with a lot of children, statistically speaking, hallelujah, amen. They'll tell you that their first child, they had an abortion. Hallelujah, amen, and they regretted the abortion, but now they got like 1,000 kids because, hallelujah, that's one of the practices, a baylock and a bullock, hallelujah, amen, and I can't pronounce all the other gods' names. I don't need to know their names like that. Hallelujah, amen. The sexual practices that some of us do, the menage a trois, the threesomes, hallelujah, the having multiple girlfriends. I'm not going to say wives, multiple girlfriends, multiple boyfriends. These are sexual practices, hallelujah, of some of these other gods. Hallelujah. So when you light those incense and put that music on and y'all get to going, all 3-4 of y'all in the room, hallelujah, amen, and you get to hopping from this house to that house to this house, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Or perhaps you're listening to music and you're doing stuff in the streets, hallelujah, amen, and Christians not supposed to, hallelujah, be doing in the streets. Maybe your language is vogue, or maybe you hallelujah, have a worldly view of things, praise God, hallelujah. You go to church every Sunday, but you don't turn the other cheek. You believe an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, praise God, hallelujah. When Jesus said, hallelujah, that's what you were told, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, meaning that wasn't true, hallelujah, meaning something that was written in the word wasn't true. Hallelujah, that's what Jesus said. It's written. They told you that, but that's not true. The truth is, hallelujah, you are to love those who spitefully use you. Hallelujah, you are to pray for them. Hallelujah, you are to love them. Praise God, hallelujah, you're not to go tit for tat, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Praise God, hallelujah, that's what Jesus said. Hallelujah, amen. And but we, when we go against what the word of God says, you're practicing, hallelujah, the doctrine of devils. Praise God, you're doing what the other gods are doing unknowingly. That's why, that's another reason. So when you take that one scripture, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. So much stuff we don't know that we're doing that's wrong. We, like First Lady was saying, we knew it was wrong, but we ain't know it was wrong. If that makes any sense. Hallelujah. You knew what you're doing was wrong. I knew I was hurting your feelings. Hallelujah. I might have known I was stabbing you in the back. I might have known I was doing that. But I had no idea that I was sinning against God. I knew I was hurting you. I didn't know I was hurting. You deserve it. That's how I feel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm the only one. Praise God, but you felt like that person deserved it. You may be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you can go back in your mind to that same situation and still feel like, you know what, though? They deserved it. Praise God, hallelujah. But guess who didn't? God, hallelujah, didn't deserve it. And in Scripture, and Jesus said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. If you love me, and if my commandment is to love your enemy, praise God, hallelujah. Well, I did what I was supposed to do with my wife. I did what I was supposed to do with my husband. I did what I was supposed to do with my children. It's real easy to make up, hallelujah, with people you love. Hallelujah. You loved your wife. That's how she became your wife. I don't care if y'all got divorced, if y'all got back together and divorced again. Hallelujah. It was love there. Praise God, but can you have love for somebody where there was never love there? Hallelujah, it wasn't founded on love. It wasn't a foundation of love, it was a foundation of hate. Hallelujah, praise God, it was a foundation, amen, of backstabbing. You didn't like this person. But now you come to God, and God is telling you, it's one thing for God to say you got to go back and make up with your children. They're your children. You knew that anyway. But for him to go back and say you got to love the person that hurt you, the person that molested you, the person that stole your man, the person that stole your money, the person that messed up your reputation. Hallelujah, amen. They say you got to forgive them, you got to love them, and you got to pray for them. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. That's when you really know, hallelujah, that you are really rooted in the word of God. That's when you know that you done got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you have something like that?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, just to piggyback off of what Elder was saying just a little bit earlier about God bringing judgment upon, you know, upon the ones who have forsaken me and have burnt incense to other gods and basically, you know, and worship the works of their own hands, you know. See, most of us, we think, you know, we depend on our work to get us, you know, to having we all depend on our works to make us holy or whatever. But God is not looking at any of that. He's not looking at what you're doing. He ain't looking at that you're preaching, you're prophesying, that you're helping this person and that person, you know, and little shit. He's not looking at that to determine if you of him or if you are holy. Amen. Hallelujah. He's looking at your belief and what his son has done on the cross for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we are made holy, we are made righteous, we are washed just by simply believing on what Jesus has done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, some of us we depending on what we have done. And we're saying, Lord, but I did this, but I did that, I preached, I did this, and we're looking down on others, oh, they ain't preaching, they ain't out there, you know, doing this and that. But see, the Lord knows their heart, and the Lord knows, you know, the Lord knows that they look into him and they believe on what his son has done. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's all that matters to God. It was what you believe. Are you believing in him? Or are you believing or leaning on your works? You leaning on what you have done for your own self. You leaning on the fact that you're going to preach over here, preach over there, preach around the country when God is not looking at none of that. He's looking at your heart of the matter. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, you can hide from man, but you can't hide from God. You know, we sitting in the pews. People sitting in the pews, they might think you holy. They might think you righteous. They might think you holier than thou. But God sees all and he knows all. Amen. Hallelujah. He know you have forsaken him. You know he have turned your back on him. He know you have led his sheep astray. Amen. Hallelujah. God doesn't sleep. God doesn't slumber. And he's telling, I'm coming to pass my judgment up on you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God, in these times, people don't want to admit that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. People don't want to say, if you say God is passing judgment, hallelujah, amen, people go crazy. That's not the kind of God I serve. The God I serve would never do nothing like that. God is not a vengeful God. I serve a God of love. Let me tell you something about the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Well, maybe you don't serve the God I serve. Let me tell you something about the God I serve. The Bible tells me that the God I serve destroyed the world, hallelujah, with water, that he flooded it, hallelujah. He said in the word because he repented. Hallelujah. Amen. One verse said relented. Hallelujah. In other words, he regretted. He felt like this is the way God felt. He felt like he made a mistake. Hallelujah. Praise God by creating man, and he destroyed the world with water. The Bible says God did that, preacher. Hallelujah. Then the Bible said that after the world was dry and he was talking to Moses, he told Moses, the next time I destroy the world, it won't be with water, it will be with fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then the Bible tells me that there were two cities named Sodom and Gomorrah, hallelujah, where sexual sin had gotten out of control. Praise God. And the Bible tells me that God caused it to rain fire down from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he destroyed, hallelujah, amen, those cities. These are all things, hallelujah, amen, that God, amen, has done that people say this is not the kind of God that we serve. Hallelujah, praise God. When God has said in his word, hallelujah, amen, the book of Revelations, we are in it. We are living in the book of Revelations. Praise God, because everything is being revealed to you at this time. The Bible says, hallelujah, that a horseman will be released that will kill a third of the earth's population. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We think of a physical horseman, hallelujah, that's why they say it's all apocalyptic, and we picture a ghost on a horse riding through the streets, killing people, hallelujah, amen. That may be what's going on in the spiritual realm, but in the physical realm, hallelujah, people are dying from this virus, hallelujah, people are getting murdered in the streets every day, hallelujah, a third of the, this has already been revealed to us in his word. Hallelujah. None of this should be a surprise to us. Hallelujah. Amen. What's going on? It was written. And we are sent to tell people this is what's going on. Be not deceived. Hallelujah. God is bringing judgment. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is really what's going on. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no getting around it. Ain't no sugarcoating. God is upset. And he said, in his word, he said, hallelujah, he will not hasten. I will not hasten to perform my word. Hallelujah, praise God. Meaning I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it quick. You see how quick this is happening? Praise God. This ain't nothing that look like it's going to be a real long-term thing. Everybody getting scared like it's going to be a long-term thing. What's going to happen is the people that can die from this are going to die from this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Unless they come to the blood and get healed. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. After that, praise God, it goes away. Hallelujah. Everybody that was going to die from it, they're going to be gone, and then everybody else is still going to be here, and life is going to keep continuing, but a third of the earth's population will be gone, like what word of God said. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And he said, for those of us that are sitting here to tell people this is what's going on, first, let me read what it says. It says, therefore, gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them that I command thee, be not dismayed by their faces. Hallelujah, at least I confound thee before them. Hallelujah, praise God. Gird up thy loins. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. That was a term that they used when they got ready to go fight. Hallelujah, amen. They would, your loins are, praise God. Amen, they would put that metal thing, over your loins and grid it up. Hallelujah, in other words, get ready for battle is what the Lord is telling you. Get ready for battle. Get ready for a fight. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this. He said, amen. He said, arise and speak unto them that I command thee. Speak unto them that I command thee. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody God tells you to speak to, you go speak to. Praise God. Everybody God gives you a word for, you tell them. Hallelujah. He's not, watch this, God didn't tell you, I'm sorry, pastors, but God did not say in his word, get permission from the pastor. Hallelujah. Before you give someone a word, as a matter of fact, the word might be for the pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, don't be afraid, hallelujah, of their faces. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't be afraid of their faces. Hallelujah, amen. You go to them, grit up the loins. Hallelujah, speak to them that I tell you to. Don't not be dismayed, unless at least I confound thee. I'll make you look stupid in front of him, is what you're saying, unless you trust me. Hallelujah, put all your trust in me. Don't worry about their position. Don't worry about their title. Hallelujah, amen. I will make you look stupid in front of them unless you leave. You got to put it all, hallelujah, on me. I believe the Message Bible puts it that way. Hallelujah, amen. And it said, for behold, I have made thee this day. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, this is, we're going back to everything God says you are, everything God says that we are. This is what we're going back to right now. This is what we need to believe as we move forward with our walk with Christ. Hallelujah. The thing that we need to believe is, hallelujah, amen, that God has made us this day. Hallelujah, amen, this day. Amen. Let me break it down. This day refers to time. See, God speaks to us in time. That way we can understand what he means. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even though a thousand years is likened unto one day unto God. Hallelujah. He has to break it down to us. Amen. You was fortified yesterday. Hallelujah, praise God. But for you to understand it, for you to get it through your head because you didn't know it, I'm going to let you, this day, right now, from here forth, hallelujah, starting right now, hallelujah, praise God, I have made thee a defensed city. Hallelujah. One version said a fortified, hallelujah, praise God, city. Amen, praise God. Let me describe the city. He says, and an iron pillar and a brazen wall against the whole land. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Let me stop right quick. Against the whole land. Hallelujah. I have made you a defense city. A defense city is a city that has walls all around it. Hallelujah, that has anti-war weapons. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. For if they get attacked, first of all, you can't get through the wall. Praise God. Remember when they got ready to take over Jericho, they had to walk around the wall, and God caused the wall to fall. Otherwise, they wouldn't get through the wall because it was a fortified city. He says, I've made you as a fortified city. He has angels camped around us that we can't see. There's an invisible, hallelujah, hedge, an invisible wall that is around us, amen, protecting us from any outside influence, anybody. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you are protected. Hallelujah, amen. You have to get it in your mind that from this day forward, hallelujah, because yesterday don't matter. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that today is the day. Hallelujah. God don't make the past. He made the present. When he made the past, it was the present. He don't deal with the past. Hallelujah. Praise God. He deals with the now. Hallelujah. He is the God of today. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's the God of yesterday only because when he made yesterday, it was today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, this day, hallelujah, amen, I have made thee a defense city and an iron pillar, hallelujah, brass and walls against the whole land. Praise God. See, when you got called, this is the way the Lord said it, you thought when I called you to be a prophet over the nations that you were going to go to the just to the highways and the byways, just to the ghettos, just, hallelujah, to the clubs, praise God, just to the strippers, just to the prostitutes, hallelujah, amen, just to the sinner, hallelujah, who we consider to be sinner. But he said, the whole land, praise God, against the kings of Judah, hallelujah, against the princes thereof, mm-hmm. against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The people that sit next to you in the pew on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. The person preaching to you from the pulpit on Sunday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The person singing to you from the choir stand. Hallelujah. The person that greeted you at the door. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you go outside. Hallelujah. And it's the person on the corner. Hallelujah. Amen. The person at your job. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Amen. The person that hated on you. Hallelujah. Your friends, your family. Hallelujah. He said the whole land. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't point out any prospective people. And then he ran the list down. He said the president, the vice president. He said the bishops. He said the preachers. He said and the citizens. He said everybody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You have to realize it is What's that song Tupac had? He said, it's me against the world. Hallelujah, praise God. It's some truth to that because God said it's you against everybody, against the entire land. Hallelujah.
All right, amen, hallelujah. Let me say this. Like Elder was saying, like, God sent Jeremiah not just to the highways and byways or whatever, and to the people who we consider sinners in the land, but God sent Jeremiah to the leaders. Amen, hallelujah. Like he said, the priests, the preachers, the president, all the leaders. He said, the Lord said, then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, when you think of north, you think it's something that says hot, right? Amen, hallelujah. So then you think about, when you say north, I think about leaders. I think about the leaders, all the leaders, everybody who has a head position. And when he says in the inhabitants, I think about the people who follow those leaders. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And remember, Jeremiah was a young boy. Amen, hallelujah. And yet he was sent to leaders twice his age, probably 3, 4, 5, 10 times his age. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And it's God of Hosea. God has sent people to Hosea to send his word to leaders. Leaders, people who sit in high places. But we might look at that person and go, oh, they too young. They too young. You too young. Who are you to call me? You ain't nothing but this age and that age. But I'm here to tell you that God has sent them. Like God said, like the word says, out of the mouth of babes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This doesn't apply just to age. When you say out of the mouth of babes, that don't just apply to age. It don't just apply to, it's like 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8. It's like babes in Christ. People who getting in and finding out who they are, God has sent them to you. Amen, hallelujah, to pass his judgment. Amen, hallelujah. But you saying, hey, you just gotten in. You got to learn some more. You got to sit under my feet. God has sent them. Amen, hallelujah, double will shield to speak. Thus says the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. But you're looking on the outside. You're looking at how they speak of this or that and the other. But you and you think you're down in them. You think you're rejecting them. But in reality, you are rejecting God. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. God has sent those people to the Lord Shia to send his word unto you to let you know he know what you're doing behind closed doors. He know that you getting over on the sheep. Amen, hallelujah. He knows it is God that is in your presence. It is God that has sent those words to you. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. It wasn't that child. It wasn't that person you call, oh, you a new saint, you a new Christian, you need to go sit and learn. That's God that's coming to you. Amen, hallelujah. Like the Lord said, Jeremiah, I'm sending you to the priest, to the king at the age that he was. Amen, hallelujah. And I'm passing judgment. Open your mouth. That's why the Lord said, open your mouth and say, thus says the Lord. Be not, oh, I'm too young. Let it go, Shia. I just got here. I'm still learning. Let it go, Shia. The Lord said, I put the words in your mouth. Say what I tell you to say. Amen, hallelujah. Don't give me that, oh, I'm too young. Oh, I just got in church. Oh, let it go, Shia. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to pray. But I said, just open your mouth and I will speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
That word is for somebody. I don't know who that's for, but it's for somebody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's sending you the people that you think other. I remember I used to think this as a child. When people used to say, make comments like, you're going to be a preacher when you get grown. I used to think like, I'm not worthy enough to be, hallelujah, a preacher, a pastor. Hallelujah. I'm not holy like that. I'm not that, hallelujah, like that. And I was just a kid thinking this way. Amen. That goes when the blind man, hallelujah, saw men as trees, and Jesus laid his hands on them again because that wasn't right. Well, in other words, I was seeing people wrong. I was thinking that you had to be a particular person. Hallelujah. Amen. To hear from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't realize that when he came and the veil in the temple split from the top to the bottom, that he was now connecting himself with us. Praise God. That the preacher was no longer special. Hallelujah. Amen. As we hold them to be, because now we all can commune with Christ in our own way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now this is what really got me about the text when you get to the end. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. It's funny how this is the last verse when we get to the end of chapter 1. Praise God. It almost reflects what our walk with Christ, what our battle with the enemy is going to reflect. Hallelujah. They say art imitates life. This writer, Jeremiah, when he wrote this, the word of the Lord, hallelujah, amen, it is a reflection, a direct reflection, hallelujah, of the things that we're going to experience in our lives. Hallelujah, amen. So all the way up until the last verse, all the way up until the end, hallelujah, God is telling us how we've been chosen, how he has molded us, how he has shaped us, how he has set us against, hallelujah, amen, praise God, the entire land. Hallelujah. Not just the Republicans. Praise God. He didn't just set you against the Democrats. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't just set you against the sinners. He set you against the Christians, against the Buddhists, against the Muslims. Hallelujah. Against the atheists. He set you against the politicians. Hallelujah. Amen. Against the religious figures, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He didn't depict anybody. He didn't select anybody out, single anybody out. He said, I'm sending you against everybody. Hallelujah. But I'm going to make you as a fortified city. Hallelujah. As a defensive city. Hallelujah. Amen. They won't be able to hurt you. That's what he wants you to understand. Hallelujah. In scripture number 18. Hallelujah. They won't be able to hurt you. Praise God. So he told you, don't worry about what you're going to say. I'm going to give you the word so you don't have to worry about being intelligent. Because everybody done told you was dumb your whole life. Praise God. You ain't got to worry about how you speak. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to be well-versed in the word of God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to know every scripture and every number of the scripture. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you the word. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, people going to come up against you, but don't worry about that. I have made you a defended city this day. From right now on forth, you ain't got to worry about them trying to hurt you because I have defense mechanisms set up all around you that you can't see. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you trust me and you trust that there's a spirit realm, see, we as Christians got to get out of this ain't no spirit realm. How can you be a Christian and say there's no spirit realm? Hallelujah. You need to pick what side you're going to be on. It ain't always about sin. And hallelujah. Sometimes it's about your belief in God and in spirituality. Which side will you be on? You cannot serve science and God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, amen, in the spirit you are protected. You ain't got to worry about them coming against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in verse 19, in the last verse, he lets us know how it's going to end. In the end, he says, and they shall fight against thee. And then there's a semicolon. That's almost like a period. That means I got to stop and tell you, they're going to fight against you. Hallelujah. This is important. This is one of the last things he said in this one scripture, because a lot of times the last things you hear are the last things you meditate on. Hallelujah. So this is one of the last things the Lord tells us in this chapter, so we can meditate on the fact they shall fight against thee. So you can quit thinking that when you deliver the word from God that people are going to accept it. They're going to run with it. They're going to thank you for it. They're going to know you're sent from God. That God is telling us that's not going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not going to happen. You are not going to deliver a word to everybody and everybody's going to receive it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. After all, he is prophesying the destruction of the land. Hallelujah. You ever had to prophesy the destruction of somebody's marriage? Hallelujah. Amen. The destruction of somebody's job, the destruction of somebody's life. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to stop doing this or God going to do this. Hallelujah. You got to stop doing that or this is going to happen. Hallelujah. Every time you prophesy, be weary of those that every time they prophesy to you, they prophesy you're going to get a house, you're going to get a car, you're going to get a husband, you're going to get a wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But those prophecies, when they come up to you and they tell you, hallelujah, amen, that God say, amen, you need to change your ways. Hallelujah. When he say, I'm bringing destruction. Hallelujah, amen. I'm finna bring, amen, pain. He said, when I shut up the heavens, that it won't rain. When I bring pestilence upon the land, hallelujah, when I send the locusts to eat up your crops, hallelujah, praise God. God say, when I do these type of things, this is what the word says God says that he does. So get it out your mind, your opinion of what you think. Hallelujah, amen. I don't think God would do that. No, that's why the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah, amen, because it doesn't matter what you think God would do. Hallelujah, it matters what he said he would do. It matters what he's already done. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And in the end, he said, hallelujah, they will fight against you. Your mama going to fight you on it. Your sister's going to fight you on it. Your husband going to fight you on it. Your wife, your children. People are going to fight you on it. Quit thinking. Jesus really only had 12 people that agreed with him. Hallelujah. And even they murmured behind him. Hallelujah. The crowds came and went. Hallelujah. But he only had 12. Hallelujah. That really agreed with him. Out of the 500,000, all those people, he only had 12. Quit thinking that you're going to speak and all of a sudden you're going to have a following. Hallelujah, praise God, because your word is so pure and so real. Not that it's not, it is. And that's what makes it even more knowledgeable to know that they not going to listen to the word of God. In the book of Ezekiel, he said, I want you to tell them. Hey, he told Ezekiel, I want you to tell them they not going to listen, but tell them anyway. Hallelujah. Why? Because the word of God says their warning comes before destruction. And if God put it in his word, their warning comes before destruction, guess what he's going to do? He's going to send a prophet to send the warning before the destruction comes. Whether they listen to it or not, it's completely up to them. We have to realize as a people, I'm moving forward, but we got to realize as a people that it's up to us. Hallelujah, amen, whether or not this destruction comes. Hallelujah. Remember, just because, watch this, and this is going to sound crazy. Hallelujah. Just because God say he was going to destroy it don't mean he going to do it. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember Nineveh? Hallelujah, praise God. Remember God sent the prophet, hallelujah, to Nineveh to tell them, hallelujah, to repent, or he would surely destroy them. Hallelujah, praise God, and he ain't want to go. Hallelujah, Jonah ain't want to go because Jonah knew something about God. Jonah knew, hallelujah, that if they repented, he wouldn't destroy them. And Jonah, in his feelings, wanted them destroyed. Hallelujah, he wanted them to be destroyed, so he didn't want to give them a warning. He just wanted God to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The same thing. God is the same as he was back then as he is today. Warning is coming. Hallelujah. Consider us being warned. Hallelujah. Praise God. The warning is here. It can stop at any moment what's going on because God will stop in the middle of the disruption. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you repent. When Nineveh repented, the destruction didn't come. Hallelujah. Jonah set up, got him a little shade tree, got him a little drinky drink, and was sitting there waiting on the destruction, the hellfire to come, the explosion, the earthquake, a hurricane, a tsunami. He was sitting there like, something? Ain't nothing going to happen? No, nothing happened. Why? Because they repented. And once they repented, hallelujah, God called back the destruction. Hallelujah, praise God. So don't, as a prophet, as somebody God has called to do what God has called you to do, the Lord wants you to know it ain't even on you. Hallelujah, this is everything that he is doing. All you are doing is prophesy. They might get mad at you for it. He say they gon' fight you. Hallelujah, praise God. You need to quit cheating on your wife. Look, you need to get out of my business. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You need to quit stealing. You need to get out of my business. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They're going to fight you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, but they shall not prevail against thee. Hallelujah. Amen. They shall not prevail. Amen. They're going to fight you, but they won't win. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have to understand, if they're going to fight, in a fight, you're going to get hit. Praise God. You're going to take some punches. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're going to win. Hallelujah. You're going to be the one to prevail. Hallelujah. You're going to be the last man or woman standing. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's already been written. So if it's already written, that means it shall be done, because you're not going to make a lie out of God. He said, I'm going to do it for you. And the Bible says he's not a man that he shall lie, nor a son of man that he shall repent. If he said he's going to do something, hallelujah, shall he not do it? Praise God. Yes, something praise God.
Yeah, I wanted to say, like Elder was saying, it's not you doing it, it's God doing it. You know, if God give you, we got some prophets that preach about, you know, houses, money, clothes, and all that. They say, oh, I see you doing big things and this and that. But, you know, hit up a shield. God ain't sent Jeremiah to talk about houses and clothes. He ain't sent him. He said, what do you, he asked him. He said, what do you see? He said, I see a rod of an almond tree. I said, you see correctly. The second time, he said, what do you see? He said, I see a searing pot. The face thereof is towards the north. He sees destruction. That's what Jeremiah sees. That's what he sees. That's what the Lord said, he's correct, so that's what he's going to preach. If he sees destruction, if he sees God from the past judgment, that's what God has called him to. If you don't feel bad, every time, you know, somebody want to work for me, it seems like it's something bad or whatever, you know, you worried why you don't get a message about telling people about giving them cars and houses and all that. That ain't what God called you to. He called you to pass judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. He called you as a Shia. He called you to pass judgment on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. People might say, it's not our place to judge nobody. But I'm here to tell you that we are not judging anybody. It's God who's doing the judgment. God is using us as a vessel to bring judgment upon the nations. He ain't sent us to talk about the material things that you want. He sent us to tell you about his judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was Shia. I'm encouraging somebody right now. You know what was Shia? But you might feel bad, like, oh, I'm always bringing the bad news. Ain't living no good news leaving my mouth. But I'm here to tell you, that's what God sent you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. That's exactly what God called you to do. It, and I encourage you, don't be scared. Don't be dismayed. They're going to get mad. They're going to get upset. They're going to put you to the side. They're going to say you're false. Oh, that ain't God. It's God. And keep on doing what God told you to do. Amen, hallelujah, because like he told Jeremiah, I put the words in your mouth. It's me. Amen, hallelujah. It's me. Amen, hallelujah. And I got your front, your back, your side. Amen, hallelujah. All you got to do is sit in the little sheet and let me do me. You know, I was thinking about how, like, when the president, he driving, because Ella was talking about, you know, how we protected, you know, by the brass walls or whatever, but I was thinking about the president when he in the plane. Or whatever, and somebody's coming to attack the plane. They got the plane is set up to where if somebody's trying to shoot at the plane automatically dodges the bullet. It dodges the bullet. The president don't have to jump in the driver's seat and dodge the bullet. All he gotta do is sit there and let the plane do what it do, because it was designed to protect him from any attack. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And that's how God got us set up. You know, we don't have to worry about attacks or worry about people trying to bring us down, because God is protecting us on all ends. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And rolling off our example with the president with Air Force One, hallelujah, anti-aircraft something, defense something, hallelujah. But not only does it have the plane equipped, Hallelujah. Amen. He says, and brazen walls. Hallelujah, brazen walls, amen, meaning a protection around you. Hallelujah, amen. The Air Force One also has two fighter jets. I don't know what they call it, F-16s. Praise God, they got two fighter jets, two or three, escorting them. You also have angels. The Bible says I have put angels, hallelujah, with thee. Hallelujah, amen, to cover thee. Praise God, hallelujah. You got angels with you also. You're not just, praise God, in the physical, in the flesh. It may look like you out there on your own, out there by yourself. Hallelujah, just you and your ministry, just you and your wife and your kid. Y'all just trying to get it. It looks like y'all by yourself. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But in the spirit, hallelujah, amen, you are surrounded by a host of angels that are encamped around you. You are well protected. Hallelujah. I recall it in one of the scriptures, amen, when they were under attack. Hallelujah, amen. One person was looking in the flesh. The other one was seeing in the spirit. And one looked in the flesh and all he could see, hallelujah, was the enemy had surrounded them. Hallelujah. But the other one looked in the spirit, hallelujah, and he saw that behind the enemy, hallelujah, that the enemy was surrounded by angels. Hallelujah, amen. See, the enemy think that they got you surrounded. Hallelujah, but the enemy does not realize that they are surrounded themselves. Hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, has already prepared a defense. He has already made provision. Every time we talk about provision, you think we're talking about money. Hallelujah, praise God. Sometimes provision is defense. Hallelujah, against the enemy's attack, against the haters. Praise God, the naysayers, against the negativity. Hallelujah. He says they shall fight against thee. They're going to fight against your dreams that God has given you, the visions that God has showed you. Hallelujah. But all that fighting that they do, it shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, for I am with thee. God is with you. Hallelujah. Praise God, says the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. So Jeremiah is not the one, hallelujah, saying this. He's just simply the one writing this. He's saying that the Lord told him, I am with thee, says the Lord. He signed it. The Lord said, I'm the one saying this. This is not you thinking it to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. This ain't Elder Prevost and First Lady just popped on your thing and just started saying some stuff to you. Praise God. God is the one saying this. There's no accident that you clicked on and heard, hallelujah, what was said, because it was meant for you to be heard, for you to hear it, because it's God telling it to you. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 You know, I just wanted to say, like when he's talking about, you know, Jeremiah, God has sent him with a message of judgment. And most of the time, when we think of judgment, we think of, like, it as a bad thing, you know? When God is simply, he's sending warning. He's sending warning, you know? It ain't, let me say, the word says this, it is not the Lord's will that no man shall perish. You think the Lord just wants people to die, go to hell, go through all this stuff? You think he wants you to go through that? No, he don't. He don't want us to have to go through all of that just to get the point. You know, name anybody that you know that gives a warning because they don't love you, because they want to see you, because they want to see you down. Amen. Name that person, because it is. I look at this as a good thing. If God is warning you, he don't want to destroy you. If he really wants to destroy you, he wouldn't give no warning, no nothing. He ain't going to send nobody to tell you nothing. If he didn't love you, like the Bible said, I chastise the ones that I love. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Like Elder was talking about with Jonah, about Nineveh. He ain't want to destroy them. He sent out a warning, and when they repented, he forgave them. And that's all you got to do is repent, change your mind. Change your mind. And God will forgive you and throw it in the sea of forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You might reap some seeds that you sow, but God forgive you. He will. If you turn Turn from your wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just point that out because we look at this as a bad thing when it's actually a good thing. It's actually a good thing. You don't want to hear. You don't want a bunch of yes men, or yes men, or yes preachers around you telling you everything good that you want to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's just to benefit them. It ain't benefiting you. Somebody telling you nothing but good things. You need somebody to slap you across the head, not physically, you know, but you know, bring you back to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Get you in line. Amen. Hallelujah. Remind you what you stand for, who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. And I feel like this is a good thing. And most times we turn our back on God. We think God is so unmerciful, unforgiving, mean, ready to strike somebody down, kill us kids and mothers and this and that. That is not how God is. God is very merciful. God is very forgiving. He's very gracious. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, shit. It's we up. That's always speaking, that's operating in wickedness. It's us. Amen. Hallelujah. Our heart we want, and we want to do what we want to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to be who he called us to be. It's like we just like disobedient children that's born to their parents. We don't want to do what mama and daddy say. We just disobedient. Amen, hallelujah. Our heart's wicked. Amen, hallelujah. It ain't God. It's our own wickedness. Amen, hallelujah. But yet God still love us. He still love us. Even though he said, I repented making man. And you know, for those scholars and theologians, if you want to turn your attention to Genesis chapter 6, it's there. God did. He repented making man. He repented making man. But still, he loved us enough to send his son to die for us. That's how much God loves us. We can't express how much we love God. We can't, no many words can express how much we love. No, God loved us, for real, to give his son up. He must have some type of loved us. Amen, hallelujah. So we got he's the one, the warning for God. This will benefit you in the long run if you heed what he's saying. Amen, hallelujah. We have to open our ears and our eyes to what the Lord, what the Spirit is saying to the church. We have our eyes on flesh and blood, on the preacher, on the president, on the politicians, on the governor, on the managers, on our husbands, on our wives. Our attention needs to be on God. That's the one who's speaking to you, not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is not speaking to you. God himself is speaking. He's using people to speak to you. He might be using your wife. He might be using your husband. He might be using the president. He might be using the government. He might be using your manager. He might be using the homeless guy on the street. He might be using your little child to speak to you. But understand this, they might be the vessels. You might see them with your eyes, but they not the one who's speaking to you. It's God who's speaking to you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. God is speaking, but are you listening? Are you listening? We have to look past the flesh, past the person that we see and hear what the Spirit is saying. He's speaking. He's been speaking to you. Each and every day, God is speaking every day. Are you listening? Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God.
Amen. Praise God. You know, the word of God says that my sheep know my voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that tells me that some of us are playing, for lack of a better term, some of us are playing stupid, acting like we don't know that's what God is. That's the word of God coming through that person. So one person asked me, how do I know if the prophet is a true prophet? Hallelujah, praise God. I asked them, I said, well, what are they prophesying to you? Because only you know if you're doing what they say you're doing. Mm-hmm. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we try to say, I remember back in the day, the prophet used to call you out in the middle of church and tell everybody in church what you was doing. Praise God, hallelujah, and embarrass you. Hallelujah. I believe sometimes in this day and time that we lie and act like the prophet. That's a false prophet. That's why I don't believe in that stuff now. When you know they're telling the truth, you know you're doing what they say that you're doing that you need to stop doing. Hallelujah. You know when they said you was under chastisement that you was, and you knew why. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you're one of God's sheep, and you know his voice. Hallelujah, you know that's God speaking to you. Hallelujah, praise God. You know that you are the one, hallelujah, that did whatever, hallelujah, the prophet said you did. You know, hallelujah, but you're being hard-headed, you're being stubborn. Hallelujah, you in denial, praise God, or whatever the case may be, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, but God has sent somebody. If you're not the person that God is sending, hallelujah, amen. This word could be for the people, and it could be for the prophet. Hallelujah, praise God. But no, if you're the one sent, that God said, I am with thee. Hallelujah, amen, says the Lord, to deliver thee. Praise God. Look, the purpose for you being with me is to speak my word. Hallelujah, praise God, because I'm a spirit. Hallelujah, amen. They can't see me, and if they hear me, hallelujah, they think they're going crazy. I purpose you to speak my words for me. Hallelujah. That is your purpose. That is why you're with me. I'm going to tell you the word, and you're going to tell it to the people. Now, why am I with you? Hallelujah. I'm with you to deliver you. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm with you to get you through the door. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm with you to get you out of the fire. Hallelujah, amen. I'm with you to deliver you from all hurt, harm, or danger. You don't have to worry about nothing happening to you, because that is the reason why I am with you. I am with thee to deliver thee. Hallelujah, amen. He said, I said that. Hallelujah, praise God, for I am with thee, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jeremiah wanted us to know the Lord said this. Hallelujah, the Lord wants us to know that he's saying this. I am with you, and the purpose is to deliver you. Praise God, I'm here for you. I'm on your side. Hallelujah, amen. That's why the one writer said, if God, hallelujah, be for me, who in the world can be against me? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So the Lord wants us to know that he is with us on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, he is with us, hallelujah. And the purpose of him being with us is to deliver us. Hallelujah, praise God. The only thing we have to do is believe it. Hallelujah. We have to believe that God is with us. We have to believe, hallelujah, amen, that God has put a word, hallelujah, in our belly. We have to believe that God has created us with a purpose, that he formed us in our mother's belly, that he ordained us, that he sanctified us. Hallelujah, amen. Not when we came to the altar. Hallelujah, amen, that he sanctified us before we were born. Hallelujah, according to the book of Jeremiah, he sanctified. You got to believe you were already a chosen child of God. You just now finding out. Hallelujah, it's like this. It's like an orphan child or an adopted child. Hallelujah, amen, growing up and tracing back their lineage to find out, hallelujah, amen, you the great-granddaughter of Henry Ford. Hallelujah, amen, you the great-grandson, hallelujah, amen, of Martin Luther King. Praise God, amen, you Malcolm X is your cousin. Hallelujah, it's like tracing back your lineages and finding out something you didn't know. I thought I was sanctified, hallelujah, when I went down in that water. But you mean to tell me I was born? But I was told I was born in sin, hallelujah, and shaped in iniquity, but the word of God tells me you sanctified me. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Despite my faults that I haven't even committed yet, I was sanctified. Hallelujah, praise God. And how is it so hard to believe? Because how long has it been since you've been down in that water? And how much stuff have you done since you went down, hallelujah, in that water? Hallelujah, praise God. But you still claim that you sanctified. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That God, you are already, hallelujah, sanctified. Hallelujah, praise God. Before the foundations, hallelujah, of the world, before your mother, hallelujah, even thought about you. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And as we get ready to close, I want to just, let me recap. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, you had something? Amen, praise God. Let me just recap, hallelujah. He said, we started at verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Hallelujah, amen. And we talked about how God formed us in our mother's womb. He didn't make a mistake. Hallelujah, he formed us. He molded us, he shaped us. If you were made a woman, that's what he meant to make. If he made a man, that's what he meant to make. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. It doesn't matter who you identify with, what are you? Praise God, because that's what God, hallelujah, meant to make. Hallelujah, amen. Then he sanctified us. Hallelujah, and he ordained us. Whatever position, whatever power, hallelujah, God gives us in life, he already had planned to give it to us before we were ever created. You're not a mistake. I don't care if your mama said you was a mistake. Hallelujah. I don't care if your daddy didn't plan on you. Hallelujah, amen. God said, I had this in mind. Hallelujah, amen, before your daddy met your mama. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, and I ordained thee. Hallelujah, praise God. And when Jeremiah said, I was too young for this, because he was a child. He was 17, 18, 19. He said, I'm too young. Hallelujah, praise God. And we have our excuses. I'm too young. I'm too old. Hallelujah, I'm too black. I'm too white. I'm too Hispanic. I'm too much of a female. I'm a male. Hallelujah. I'm too poor. All these excuses that we have, God say, hallelujah, amen. Don't worry about those excuses for, hallelujah, I hallelujah, amen, shall send thee. He say, don't say it. Don't speak it. Hallelujah, amen. Don't bring your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Quit speaking negative things over your life. Praise God, hallelujah. He tells us, don't be afraid to do what I told you to do, to say what I told you to say. Hallelujah, praise God, because in the end, I'm going to put the word in your mouth. Hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about leaning to your own understanding. Hallelujah, praise God, because you don't have an understanding to lean on. Hallelujah, praise God, therefore I'm putting the words in your mouth. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And he sent him out to uproot, to destroy, to tear down. Hallelujah, praise God. And in the end, he told him, hallelujah, to gird up thy loins, rise up and speak to everybody that I send you to. He said they're going to fight you. Hallelujah. They ain't going to want to listen. They're going to be hard-headed. But he said in the end, you will prevail because God is with you. Hallelujah, and the purpose that he's with you is to deliver you. Hallelujah, somebody might say, to deliver me from what? It don't matter what it is. Hallelujah, I believe that's why he didn't give up. He said, to deliver thee from what? From whatever it is. Hallelujah, praise God. It don't matter what it is. I am going to deliver you from the snare of the enemy. Hallelujah, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah, if you trust me and be seated at my right hand, I will make your enemies your footstool. Praise God, hallelujah. You just have to trust and believe, hallelujah, in the word of God, in God, that he is with you. Hallelujah, and he's not going to let you down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We truly hope, amen, that this word has blessed you in some way, shape, form, or fashion on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And understand that God is with you. God is a God of love. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's also, amen, a God of discipline. Praise God. Hallelujah. What kind of parent would he be if he did not discipline his children? Praise God. And simply the work of the prophet is simply to tell you, hey, God say, Hallelujah, amen. You got to get this right, or you're going to have to be disciplined, or to let you know what's going on in your life is not the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. The devil is not attacking you. Hallelujah. God is correcting you. And the quicker you get yourself corrected, the quicker you let God do what he's doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. The quicker everything will be ironed out. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for being with us on today. Hallelujah. To deliver us from whatever the enemy may try to bring against us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for putting the word in our mouth. We thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation that before, hallelujah, the foundation of the world, you molded us and shaped us. You knew, hallelujah, what you intended for us to be way before we were ever born, way before we were ever thought of. And Lord, we thank you for that revelation knowledge on today, Lord, and help us to walk in that authority, that we are your child, that we are your creation. Hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, are the work of your hands, Lord. And we thank you on this morning, and we praise your high and your holy name. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Praise God on this morning. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, y'all. Go with God. Have a blessed day and go with God. And don't forget, throughout the day, hallelujah, to say your prayers and see, hallelujah, what God can do for you on today. Everybody that's out there on Blog Talk Radio, y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On the anointed truth of Christ.
Top flight.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We got London
Lit
on the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.